It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I heard her say affluent, and I thought, wait, I'm not sure where the stress in that word goes.
Is that what they say? Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Sometimes it really does boil down to putting the emphasis on the right syllable. Is that it?
This is a question of where the stress in this word goes. I, for much of my life, at least as long as I've been using this word, have said affluent. Mm-hmm. But at the university, I will go to talks and talk to colleagues, and sometimes they will say affluent. And that makes me feel self-conscious and think, have I been saying this word wrong for years and years and no one's told me? And I always mean to look it up, but this week I actually remembered to go and check. The first place I went to was the American Heritage Dictionary. The editors of that dictionary list both pronunciations, affluent and affluent, with no usage note. I then went and checked the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage. There, they say, historically, the pronunciation with the stress on the second syllable has been criticized, that the idea is the stress should come on the first syllable, affluent. One of the arguments, apparently, is that if you put the stress on the first syllable, you won't get it confused with the word effluent.
Because that could put you in a world of
It could. Now, let's talk about both those words and where they come from. They both are related to flowing. So affluent comes into English in the 15th century, and it goes back to Latin, and it means overflowing or abundant. Early on, it could refer to affluent goodness or affluent grace. Apparently, early on, you could also have, if your hair was free-flowing, you could have affluent hair. By the 17th century, you're also getting affluent for an abundance or overflow of money. And that's the way we tend to use the word now. When I looked it up in a modern corpus, you're getting affluent people, affluent neighborhoods, homes, family, schools. It's about money.
Right. And if you say affluent, it sounds a little bit Grey Poupon-ish, doesn't it?
I will leave that to others to decide.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is very different from effluent. Effluent is also about flowing, in this case, flowing out. The first syllable of that comes from ex, as in out, also goes back to Latin. And effluent is now usually used as a noun for the waste that's discharged from a plant, an industrial plant, or what flows out of the sewage system.
Happy Sunday morning once again, folks. Hey, I've got one for you, Anne. Comparable or comparable?
Good question. If we go back to American Heritage, they will say it should be comparable, and you may get judged if you say comparable. What's funny about this one is that suffix able usually doesn't change the stress of a word. So if you take a verb like agree, and then you add able, you get agreeable. Mm-hmm. If you take compare and add able, you don't get comparable. You're supposed to say comparable. The American Heritage Dictionary asked the usage panel in 2002 about these two pronunciations, and 70% rejected comparable. Though the editors of the dictionary note that pronunciation, comparable, is very common and is probably on its way in.
Let me just say then, you are beyond compare. Thank you, Anne.
What a nice thing to say on a Sunday morning. Have a good Sunday.